Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Witte's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Adam's back. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Adam has been with us on the show before. He's the founder and CEO of Advantage Media Group. He's the co-author of Book the Business, How to Make Big Money with Your Book Without Ever Selling a Single Copy. I like that topic. And he's been with us before. Adam is Adam. Welcome back to the show. And folks, many of you have seen him on ABC and on Fox and Inc. Magazine. Adam, Inc. Magazine 3 years ago said you were one of the top 30 under 30 of America's coolest young entrepreneurs. So I got two questions for you. Number one, what does that mean?
Well, my mother would tell you.
If you're one of the coolest entrepreneurs, does that mean you don't talk to baby boomers? Is that what you have to do to be cool?
I think my mom would tell you that I've always been cool. The people that I work with and my clients, I don't know that they would say I was very cool.
All right, so I'm not sure I know what that means, but I have to say I'm impressed, even if I don't know what it means. The other thing is, now that it's 3 years later, are you still young and cool? That's the question.
Well, I would like to think that I am still very cool. Young, well, that's a different story. I am.
You're how old?
I am now 32, and I can see little sprigs of gray hair in the mirror in the morning.
Right.
Let
me tell you, the gray hair is not the big deal. Wait till you have teenagers. That's when you'll find out how cool you really are.
Yeah, not there yet.
Yeah. So, Adam, one of the things that I know you're working on lately is how to help people build more productive working environments. And I'd like you to tell the audience, give the audience a little bit of an idea about what you're thinking these days.
Well, I think that that environment is everything, and I really think that people are, of course, the key factor in creating an environment. I will be the first to say, as a CEO, and I think almost every CEO would agree, that the quality of your people usually will dictate the quality of your business. And I've always believed that if you can get the hiring and recruiting piece right, and you can get the right people on the bus aligned in the right direction, then your opportunities as a business are much, much larger than your competitors, and I really think that success is much more likely.
But every single one of those steps, which I completely agree with you, but every single one of those steps began with one little kernel of capability, and that's a leader had to decide that, had to accept that, had to want that, and had to execute that. So one leader, at least one leader, had to do that.
That's right. And as the organization grows, it's the responsibility of that one leader to push that philosophy to their leadership team, and ultimately that leadership team push that philosophy to the people that report to them. And really, the philosophy, Jim, is very simple. It's A players only.
Yeah.
And we define an advantage, an A player, as someone who has a 90% chance of success in doing a job that only the top 10% of people could do. And that probably gives your listeners some chills, because as your listeners are thinking through their staff, they're probably thinking, oh, gee, there's not many people that I could say meet that criteria. And it's not easy. But just imagine if you walked into the office on Monday morning and every single one of your people was an A player, or heck, just 75% of them were A players. Imagine how much more your business could accomplish.
Yeah, and one of the challenges you have right now is a lot of small businesses have people working for them who either never were A players or they've stopped being A players. And
that's
only got, you know, maybe we've only got a handful of employees, maybe two or three, maybe 13. But regardless, it's not a big number, and going through the process of letting those people find another place to be happy and bringing in an A player replacement, that's a gut-wrenching experience for a lot of small businesses. What do you think?
It's a hard process. It's a long and time-intensive process, and I have gone through it. We've got 25 team members at Advantage, so I am a small business CEO just like all your listeners. And yep. I will tell you that in the last 18 months, we have had 9 people leave, and 9 of those people were mostly the original gang.
9 out of 25, that's a big shift.
That's a huge shift. And here's the thing, the 9 of the 25 that have left, and of course we've added more people over the last 18 months, but those 9 that left, these were the people that were with us originally in 2005, 2006,
right.
2007. And
right.
And the people that get you to where you are not necessarily the people that will get you to where you want to be.
Wow. And could you say that again, folks? Wait a minute, Adam. This is going to be on the test, folks. Adam, say that again.
The people that have gotten your business to where it is today are not necessarily the people that can get your business to where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if a CEO embraces that philosophy, and for most people, they have a hard time embracing it because they can't stand the thought of letting go of their first employee.
Right.
But unless that person is still the A player today that they were 8 years ago when you hired them, mm-hmm. you are doing your company a disservice to not find somewhere else for them to go.
And let me throw one other thing out there, Adam. The entrepreneur that you were when you started your company, when you built your company from nothing, if that's what you did, like I did, and Adam, like you did, the entrepreneur that was able to do that may not be the person who can take your company to the next level. I'm talking to you, small business owners. What do you think, Adam? Quickly.
That's exactly right. Sometimes you need to be the one to step aside first.
And not sell out, but let somebody else run the shop for a little bit. When we come back, we're going to get Adam to help us understand how to make that happen. How do you get rid of that many people and bring on the new people without creating a casualty list? Adam Witte and I will be right back. Advantage Media.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.